During their service in Yeshiva, you get a lot of questions about what's considered Pas Yisrael and what's not considered Pas Yisrael, and what is the status of Pas Akum or Pas Palter during this time. So I just wanted to outline some of the very basics over here. Obviously, there's more to say on the topic, as there always is, but this is just a very basic background into the halachos of Pas Palter. So it's based on the Yerushalmi in Maseches Shabbos, the idea, what is based on the Yerushalmi, excuse me, the idea not to eat Pas Palter during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is based on the Yerushalmi in Maseches Shabbos. It's Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. It's a Rebbe Chiya Ruba Mifkad L'Rav. Rebbe Chiya, the great Rebbe Chiya, he commanded Rav, or he told Rav, Ein at yachol mechol kol shata chulim betara achol. So he says, if you're able to eat chulin betara all year round, you should eat it. Meaning in the times of the Mishnah, and in the times, even apparently in the times of the Gemara, there were people who were very makbid that they should eat everything betara. There is no din that you are chayiv to eat chulin betara. However, many Jews were makbid to try to eat everything if it was tahor. Really, the only thing you have to be makbid to keep tahor is truma and kudshim. That's a serious offense if you're metame that. But just in general, there were certain people who always wanted to do everything as tahor as possible. So they would eat chulin betahara. They would try never to let any of their food become tame, just like they didn't want any themselves to become tame, etc. These people were known as chaverim. So when the Mishnah and the Gemara refers to a chaver, often it's referring to someone who is makbid to eat everything betahara. Sometimes it's referring to a stama talmud chacham, but generally it's speaking about somebody who does everything betahara. And usually people who were not makbid to do things betahara, they were referred to as ame haaretz. So again, these are generic terms and they're official terms, depending on how they're used. You have to look at the context of the Mishnah and the Gemara as to what we're referring to in that particular situation. But nevertheless, Rav was told by Rebbe Chiya that you should always try to eat chulin betara if you can do it. Ve'im la, but if you can't do it, tehei achil shiva yomin min shata. At least eat chulin betara for 7 days of the year. So what 7 days of the year is he referring to? So if you look in the Pirush of the Karban Ha'eda, he says, Ve'im lav, al kopane b'sheva yamim b'shana, dahainu shiva yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim, tehizar ba'atzmacha lechol chulin betara. So he says, for the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you should try to eat chulin betara. So why dafka the 7 days in between? Well, because you're not going to eat chulin or anything on Yom Kippur. And says the Korban Eidav, al Rosh Hashanah lo hayetzarech lahazir. He didn't have to warn him about Rosh Hashanah lechol. Shepshita sheyochol betara shechayiv adam letara satzma beregel. That it's obvious that a person should eat chulin betara on Rosh Hashanah because a person is chayiv to be metahar himself on a yontif. So you should be very tahor on Rosh Hashanah. And lav dafka Rosh Hashanah, he's referring to all the yomim tovim, one should be tahor. That's actually one of the deos as to why people go to the mikvah before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, not necessarily because of Tumas Keri, because of Takanas Ezra, but rather because of Chayev Adam Letairis Atzma Beregel. So certainly you're not going to go out of your way, or you're going to be careful to eat everything betahara on Rosh Hashanah. So that's how the Karban Eidah understands this Gemara. That's the way the Torah understands this Gemara. And this is what led to the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tuf Reish Gimel, there's only one. Af Misha Eino Nizar Mipas Shelkusim, even a person who's not normally careful to avoid bread that is from the non-Jews. Baseres Yemei Tshuva Tzarech Lizoyer. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, one should be careful. And then the Ramah just adds in, V'yesh l'chol adam l'chapes l'fashir sh'ma'asav. Obviously, someone should be very careful to look into his actions and investigate them very, very properly. The lashu me'am b'Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to do tshuva during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Right? So that, okay, he goes weiter, quoting from Rabbeinu Yonah, and a person should be very careful to engage in tshuva during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I know that sounds like a chiddush, but we should be more careful even than from Pas Palter. We should be more careful than anything to actually do tshuva during this time. So Mishnah Berurah just adds in, Hainu afilu mipas palter shel goy, vim eno yachol lefos ba'atzmo yachshir satanar she'ofen bo akum she'yashlich Yisrael betoch hatanar kisei mechad. Right, so what he's saying over here is that if you can't actually bake your own bread, or obviously if go to a Jewish bakery, which is Pas Yisrael, so you should figure out a way to fix up the oven the way we do it in factories and things like that, where we add a little fuel to the fire, or nowadays we'd say that's lighting the pilot light, or the Jew turning on the oven, to try to make sure that one one should be careful to try to eat Pas Yisrael, and that would be a way that the Rama holds you turned it into in Pas Yisrael. Okay, then he has a couple of other questions, how hard you should work to try to get Pas Yisrael, but you should definitely try Lechat Chila to get your hands on Pas Yisrael. Now, how does this come from that? How did we learn this, the din of Pas Yisrael, out from the idea of Chulin Betara? It's very simple, that these are chumras. These are ideas that were not mandatory al pi halacha. They were chumras al pi halacha. The ikar hadin, pas shel palter, is mutter. There is no iser to eat pas from a non-kosher bakery. That is the psak halacha. Is there room to be machmir? There is room to be machmir all year round. The Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim elsewhere quote that on Shabbos and Yontif one should try to only eat Pas Yisrael. It certainly, when it comes to our challahs, we're makbid to eat Pas Yisrael, but people eat a lot of snacks and a lot of crackers and things like that that are not Pas Yisrael. So it doesn't seem that the olam is machmir about this bezman hazeh, but maybe we should be. But l'maisa, the idea of taking on things that are betores chumra during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a legitimate one that dates itself all the way back to Yerushalmi. So this is where the Shulchan Aruch is getting the idea. Again, he didn't invent it. He's quoting it from the Rishonim. But nevertheless, if the Yerushalmi talks about eating Chulin Betara during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so too we talk about eating Pas Yisrael during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is a valid Chumrah, but it's not a Psak Halacha. We're not Chayiv to eat Pas Yisrael the rest of the year just because we took upon ourselves to eat Pas Yisrael during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And this is, and obviously, if you look in the Nosei Kelim type Svarim and the very modern Svarim, like the Pesukei Tshuvos, he quotes from the Shloah Kodesh that some people are makbid to try to eat Chulin Betara. I have no idea how one would even pull that off, Bizman Hazeh, but nevertheless, that's something that makes sense in terms of keeping the actual original halacha from the Yerushalmi. Now the question becomes, what needs to be Pas Yisrael? So the simple answer is that something that has a din of Pas, meaning there are two types of Pas. There's Pas and there's Pas of Abikisnin. So you basically anything that if you would eat a shear, a significant enough meal of it that you would have to wash and bench on it, that would be considered Pas. So we're talking about all kinds of breads, all kinds of crackers and cookies and cakes and things like that. Not necessarily things that are like noodles or things that are breakfast cereals or stuff like that where it's not suras apas. And therefore, even though these are things that are boramine mizonos, it wouldn't be something that would be considered pas. And that's why even if you were kovei asud on it, you wouldn't have to wash and bench. So at least that's what I think is the overwhelming opinion of the poskim. If I'm mistaken, somebody should let me know. But I think that's how most of the kashrus organizations. I did a quick rundown of some of like the CRC and others. They had lists of what counts as pas and what doesn't. So somebody asked me, Yishai, they said, I got macaroni and cheese from a kosher pizza shop, which I don't think is Pas Yisrael. Can I eat the macaroni and cheese? I thought the answer was yes, you can eat the macaroni and cheese because it's not pas. So the dafka has to be pas in order to fall into the category of pas akum or pas palter, and therefore it's not considered bread because you could eat your fill of noodles, you could eat a huge meal of noodles, and that still wouldn't be chayiv in washing and benching because it doesn't have a din of pas because the dough is boiled rather than baked in the normal fashion. That's why it could be a shiloh like pancakes maybe wouldn't be subject to pas yisrael. I think that's a machlokas haposkim. But these types of things are generally the things that we look out for, things that have a din of pas or pas above a kisnin. Now, the olam takes it for granted that one is supposed to be makbid on chol of Yisrael during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva as well. I don't mean to take this idea down. If somebody wants to be makbid on chol of Yisrael, it is what it is. It's fine by me. But I don't think there is such an inyan during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, for two reasons. Number one, it's not going to find its way into any of the older poskim in terms of the Shulchan Aruch and the basic Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, because every Jew had to be makbid on Chol of Yisrael up until very, very recently, because we weren't dealing with the American government where you have government regulations and you could have Rav Moshe's Heter or other various Heterim to not be makbid on Chol of Yisrael in the United States of America. Again, it's always important to note that Rav Moshe's Heterim only apply in the United States of America. You have to validate the mitzias in whichever country you happen to be situated. You can't just assume, oh, since I'm not Makban Chol of Yisrael in Heliga, New York, so then I don't have to be Makban Chol of Yisrael when I go abroad. You have to be very careful to find out what means milk in these countries, what type of regulations are in place for those who serve other kinds of milk. And it's not so posh, and you have to find out what the local poskim say about the milk in those particular countries. It could very well be that when you leave the United States, you have to be makban chol of Yisrael, because that's the actual din of the Gemara. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the din everywhere. So you're never going to find someone to say, oh, you should be makban chol of Yisrael during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It's not going to make its way into the classical poskim. However, you know, most Jews, they draw Gzeirah Shava, Yisrael, Yisrael, from Pas Yisrael to Chol of Yisrael, and therefore they're makbid to only eat Chol of Yisrael during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So the reason I think this is not a very good idea, and I actually found something like this in the Piskei Teshuvos, that we're only trying to take things upon ourselves that are begeder a chumra ba'alma, meaning something which is a legitimate chumra, it's a real thing. But on the other hand, it's never me'ikar hadin. So for example, pas palter is the ikar halacha. You don't have to be makban on pas Yisrael. But if you do so, it's a praiseworthy chumra. Chulin betara, which is the original prototype, is a praiseworthy chumra that many people did back in the day. But no one would ever claim that that's the halacha. You have to eat chulin betara. So that is different than chol of Yisrael, because chol of Yisrael, During any time of the year, according to poskim who disagree with Rav Moshe Shita, that is a real din, and they're really chayiv to keep Chol of Yisrael. You don't have the heter. The basic machlokas between Rav Moshe and those who disagree is there a formal takana that you have to drink Chol of Yisrael, or is it not a formal takana? In Metzias, there's no doubt that Rav Moshe is 100% correct. There's no doubt that nobody is serving anything but cow's milk in this country. And whether you say it's based on the government regulations, whether you say it's based on the fact that nowadays we milk with machines, and the machines simply wouldn't fit on the udders of other animals and would be so cost ineffective to try to milk other animals, it would be ridiculous for the companies to even try to do that. So therefore, there's a strong, strong chazaka that they would never milk anything but a cow. But on the other hand, if you hold that it doesn't matter, there's a takanas chachamim that you have to have chalav that was supervised, that a Jew saw that they were actually milking cows and they weren't milking other animals, so that it doesn't matter whether you can, you know, guarantee that the metzias is such, you actually have to fulfill a takanas chachamim and supervise the milking of a cow. So there's nothing you can do to get around that. So those who hold that way, and there are legitimate poskim who do hold that way, So if you hold against Rav Moshe, this is a real din. You don't have the right to pick and choose when you're going to be makbid on it. You always have to be makbid on it. And once you always have to be makbid on it, if you accept it upon yourself as Aseres Yemei Teshuva, you can't just go off of it once the Aseres Yemei Teshuva are over. This is a real halacha that you're accepting upon yourself, as opposed to something which is a chumra. So the only way I saw to justify keeping Chol of Yisrael during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva is if you hold like Rav Moshe himself, meaning Rav Moshe says in his original tshuva, he has a lot of tshuvas about Chol of Yisrael, but I'm thinking of the one that he first wrote. I've only read two of them. He basically says the same thing both times. But he writes himself that he's going to continue to be makbid on Chol of Yisrael. So the question is why? Why would he continue to be makbid on Chol of Yisrael if he holds that it's mutter? So maybe he does hold that there is some reason to stick to it, betaras chumra ba'alma and not me'ikar hadin. So if you say like that, then maybe you could argue that it's a praiseworthy chumra to take on during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Just happens to be that you do have this issue that the poskim who hold that it's me'ikar adin, you're chayev to keep it. I don't know that they would recommend, maybe they would recommend you should do it during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so you should at least not violate the Isser Darabanan a few days a year. Maybe, I don't know. But Lemaisa, I think if you to get involved in the machlokes, to basically start keeping Chol of Yisrael during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva is not very, is not a great idea in terms of then going back off of it and not being makbid all year round. I actually just found where it says in the Piskei Teshuvos, he quotes it from the Aruch HaShulchan, where he writes, "V'yesh omrim shezed dafka bedvarim sheim hider lechumra, avu bedvarim sheyesh poskim less or min hadin." If there are poskim, we'll hold that this is aser min hadin. Afa pishenogim kedasa matirim Kimo chadish b'chutz laretz or baser below sircha v'chayotze baser. He's referring to because he never heard of chol of Israel versus not chol of Israel. It didn't exist in the Aruch HaShulchan's Europe where he was a rav. But nevertheless, what he's saying is, if you eat glatt kosher, you're not makbid on glatt kosher all year round. You're not makbid on yashan all year round. And then you decide during Aseres Mitzvah, I'm going to be makbid on glatt kosher and I'm going to be makbid on yashan. He says that's not a good idea because then you're going to have to keep that Chumra even after the Seres Mitzvah. So Hu Adinami, I think you could apply that idea to Chol of Yisrael as well. That Chol of Yisrael during the Seres Mitzvah is something which if you would keep it during the Seres Mitzvah, then you would probably be chayv to keep it after the Seres Mitzvah. At least you'd have to do a formal Hataras Nadarim because you're basically doing something which there are many poskim who hold as Me'ikar Adin, and you'd be chayv to continue it even after the Seres Mitzvah. So that's why I don't recommend keeping Chol of Yisrael during Aseres Mitzvah, number one, because there's no such inyan, and number two, because it's something you might have to continue according to this Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan.